Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
We've had 35 resurrections of the dead. The closer they are to freshly dead, the easier they are to resurrect.
So I see this giant angel, and I asked him his name. It's a financial company, and I realize this angel's here for our finances.
And that's a true literal story, by the way.
These people are charlatans, and it's about time we draw a line in the sand and stop fraternizing with the wolves.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
You ready to go fishing?
Yes.
All right, Trish.
Hi, Todd. Right now I'm at a smoke shop.
Todd.
Yes, Ray.
Would you like to smoke a pipe?
Would I like to?
Yes.
If only if I could do it with Charles Spurgeon.
Yeah.
All right, Trish, who's there for us to chat with?
Okay, well, Todd, I've got to ask you, you've probably heard this question before. What is the number one killer of U.S. drivers?
Death.
It's up there, Todd. That's up there.
Trees.
Well, Ray, you know the answer.
Trees.
What is the number one
trees. Yes.
Trees. And my guest today actually drove his Mustang a year ago into a tree. He fell asleep behind his new Mustang and drove it into a tree, was put in the hospital for 6 months, broke his back. He's here today to talk about it. He was raised in Egypt, a Muslim, and he's here right now. He's not a practicing Muslim today. He kind of just believes, you know, your God is your God, my God is my God, and I'll worship any God and really pray to any God. So he's pretty open to talk about spiritual things, and here he is. His name is Mayer.
The backslidden postmodern Muslim. Let's give it a go, shall we?
Okay. Here's Mayer.
Hello?
Mayer, my name's Ray. Thank you for coming on the program. So you hit a tree with your Mustang.
Yes, sir.
And the tree didn't move, did it?
No, it's the fault of the tree. The tree was moving, actually.
Yeah, so you fell asleep at the wheel?
Yeah, I was tired, working hard, and I fell asleep.
Oh, that's horrible. Do you remember actually falling asleep, or you were just driving and you woke up unconscious?
No, I just remember the airbags in my face.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they saved your life? Or it saved your life?
Yeah, it saved my life, yeah. Me and my dog, too.
Did it make you think about dying and what happens after you die?
Yeah, I think about a lot of things.
And what did you come up with? Have you found an answer to death?
Yeah, I think about that whatever we have short life, whatever we do the best we can to make it good for us and for others.
So,
and the good things is coming.
So are you a Muslim by belief, but you're not a committed Muslim?
I'm a Muslim. I practice Muslim most of my life. And I'm not practicing now, but I believe in God, God for all, and we all love God, and God loves us. Whatever the practicing is, it doesn't matter as long as you are convinced that there's God, and we believe in God, and we love God.
Are you sure of that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want to ask you a few questions, if that's okay. Are you familiar with the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments?
Yes.
Do you think you've kept those commandments?
No.
You've broken them?
Yes.
You know, if you stand in front of a civil judge, Mayer, and you've broken the law, and it's a very serious crime, let's say there's a $1 million fine, and you say to the judge, Judge, I'm guilty, but I want to tell you I'm really sorry and I won't commit the crime again. The judge can't let you go, can he, just because you're sorry and you won't commit the crime again. He's bound by the laws of justice. He must make sure that justice is done.
No. Because the God judgment will be at the end. It's not through our life.
Yeah.
It will be after what you did in your life, it will be the judgment at that time. It's not going to stop, hey, what did you do in your life right now? Oh, we're going to give you a fine, or we're going to put you in hell right now for like 10 years, and then we get you out and see what you're going to do. But the point is, whatever we do in our life when we are died, is the link of our life, whatever we did is done. There is no rescue. There is no go back and say, I can fix this, I can fix that.
Right. So what I'm trying to say is that if a judge just dismissed the case of a guilty criminal when no fine was paid, the judge would be corrupt. If he's a good judge, he must see that justice is done. Okay, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes sense. And the judgment is done, but there are circumstances for everybody. The judge is always forgiving.
Well,
the judge is God.
The judge may be sympathetic, but he's still bound by the laws of justice. If there's a guilty criminal, even though he feels sorry for him, he must see that justice is done.
Yeah, but if the judge who put the rules and he put the law, he can break them.
But the judge can break his own laws?
If he put the law.
Yeah.
Like God, he put the rules and he put the laws and he forgiving too.
He can forgive without any justice.
No, there is justice going to be justice for sure. Everybody who do a crime, who do a bad thing, you're going to have be punished for that.
Okay. You know, well, that's great to get that established because, you know, when you look at the Ten Commandments, you've said you've broken them. Let's just look at a couple of them closely, okay?
Yes.
You know the one that says you shall not commit adultery? Listen to what the prophet Jesus said. He said this, "But I say to you, whoever looks upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already with her in his heart." May, have you ever looked at a woman with lust?
Of course.
So you've committed adultery in your heart?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever lied or stolen anything?
Sure.
So that makes you a lying thief in God's eyes.
Yes.
So just looking at three commandments, by your own admission, you're a liar, a thief, and an adulterer at heart, and you've got to face a holy God on the day of judgment. So what are you going to say to him on the day of judgment?
I'm trying to make my, to the rest of my life, whatever I started bad, I'm trying to make it right. I learned big lessons about being, because we are all did bad things in our life. I'm not an angel. I didn't say I'm an angel or been done nothing in my whole life. But at the meantime, I did less than others do, and I always keep myself conscious to be respecting people and not doing harming people.
Maya, how can you make it right when you've lusted after a woman? If you've committed adultery many times in God's sight, how can you make that right? I mean, you can't return stolen goods.
If the God forgiven, if you're gonna judge me right now, what I've been doing, I'll be in hell. I can make a, I can have a confession to confess and to make it good and stop doing whatever I've been doing.
Think of the criminal who's standing in front of the judge. He's committed a terrible crime. There's a $1 million fine. He says, "Judge, I'm guilty, but from now on, I'm going to do good to people." The judge will say, "Well, so you should do good to people. You've violated the law, and you must be punished."
He will hang me now because of what I did last, and
well,
give me a chance.
Mayor, the Bible says all liars love their part in the lake of fire. So you're right. If you died in your sins, you'd end up in hell. Now, remember when your car hit that tree?
Yes.
What happened is an airbag came out and stopped you from being killed.
Yes.
God has provided an airbag because what's happening now is you're colliding with the law of God. God's law, those commandments, call for your death. The Bible says the soul that sins, it shall die. But God provided an airbag. He provided a savior. He provided one who can save you from your sins. Go back to civil law. $1 million fine. Guilty. If the judge steps down and pays the fine himself, then the criminal's free to go. Justice has been done. Well, God stepped down in Jesus Christ and paid the fine for you when he died on the cross. When Jesus was on that cross, 2,000 years ago, he took the punishment for your sins. The Bible says he was bruised for our iniquities. He paid your fine in his life's blood. It was God in human form dealing with your sin so that he could express his love towards you, so he could forgive you. Because God just doesn't forgive. What he does is he satisfies justice at the same time as he forgives. And that's what happened through the cross. And then Jesus rose from the dead. And Maya, if you repent and trust in Jesus alone, God says he'll forgive your sins. He'll wash you clean. So that when you face him on the day of judgment, God isn't bound to send you to hell. He can offer you mercy because of what Jesus did for you. That's the gospel, that God provided a way of salvation for all humanity. It's good news for Jews, for Hindus, for Buddhists, for Muslims, for anyone who realizes they have sinned against God. God's provided a savior.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Well, please think of it seriously, because if that airbag hadn't come out, you'd be dead. You'd have no second chance. And like you said, if God gives you justice, you'll end up in hell. You need a savior. You need one who can wash away your sins.
All right.
Do you have a Bible, Maya?
No.
Well, the young lady with you will give you some interesting literature to follow up. And thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Hey, Mayor, could I ask you a question before you go?
Sure.
I've been listening to your conversation. At the beginning, you were saying things like, you believe in God, and it sounds like you believe in God, and what your version of God is doesn't really matter as long as you believe in God. But now what this fellow was saying is something radically different. He says you must repent and put your trust in Jesus Christ and him alone. Do you understand the difference?
Yes, I understand the difference. I went to church before. People go to church, they listen, and they go home, they forget.
I agree with you.
Yeah, and some people, they listen and they get into their heart and they keep doing it with their heart. trying to be a good person.
Okay, but here's hold on a second, Mayor. Sure. You've got to do the same thing. You can't just hear what this fellow said. You now have to apply it. My question for you is, are you going to apply this? Are you going to repent and put your trust in Jesus and in him only? Or are you going to continue to believe that as long as you believe in God, all is well?
For now, I can't just give you, for all my years of being believing, just give you 5 minutes talking to the
Fair
guy
enough.
And I said, I'm changing myself. Right. I'm going to be like that. But I promise myself to be a good person. I'm trying to get the things right. And thinking about what he said and thinking about being in church and listen to it, it will be also in a point towards whatever the good things of being in Jesus or Muhammad or whatever the prophet is to do the word of God and to be a good person in life.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. The answer to my question, Ray, was no, he didn't understand the difference. I wanted to ask that because people need to understand having just a vague concept of God, being spiritual, doesn't get the job done. You must understand it is either Jesus or not. Jesus is either your Savior or he's not. So do not console yourself with thinking, well, as long as I believe in God, it whether it's Jesus or Vishnu, it does because he claims to be the only way that you can be forgiven. So either accept it or reject it. But don't go to bed tonight saying, it doesn't matter, because it does. This is Wretched Radio.
Thank you for joining us. Always glad when you choose to spend part of your day listening to Wretched Radio. Very excited for Road Trip to Truth. Hey, it's getting closer. Road Trip to Truth is our video series that will be hosted by John Fabares. Episodes on college campuses tackling the tough issues that college students struggle with and sharing the gospel with a very depressed, anxious, suicidal, and lost generation. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among millennials. How sad is that? Road Trip to Truth will be there to share the gospel with this generation and help you understand how to witness to them. Would you join us and support our millennial initiative and Road Trip to Truth? Go to wretched.org/donate for all the details on how you can become a Wretched monthly gospel partner. wretched.org/donate. And together, we can reach more people who are in desperate need of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Ultrasound machines save lives. Don't believe me? Then believe Dan Steiner of preborn.org.
A young woman come in, 18, with a boyfriend, and he's pushing her to abort, took him back into the ultrasound room. There's two hearts. It's twins. The father looks at that, this 19-year-old guy. He goes, I don't know what we're going to do, but I know what we're not going to do. We're not going to kill those two babies.
Ultrasounds work. When a mommy, a daddy sees a picture of their baby in the womb, 80% of the time they choose life. It is $28 per ultrasound. May I ask, how many ultrasounds could you provide? $28 per month. Please note, whilst Preborn is busy trying to save the lives of babies, they're trying to save the souls of mommies and daddies by preaching the gospel. Please consider supporting Preborn at preborn.org/wretched, preborn.org/wretched.
You can't have one without the other. You are the peanut butter to our jelly, the shampoo to our conditioner, the butter to our popcorn. You can't have one without the other. And without our gospel partners, there is no Wretched. If you're already a Wretched monthly gospel partner, we are so extremely grateful for you. Every dollar you give goes directly into supporting Wretched and sharing the gospel with thousands. So we thank you very much. If you're not a gospel partner, would you please consider becoming one? While our TV and radio programs are available to everyone, we need the support of our gospel partners to produce everything that we produce. The more you're able to give, the more we are able to give away. Become a Wretched monthly gospel partner at wretched.org/donate. wretched.org/donate. Become a monthly gospel partner today. wretched.org/donate.
Attributes of God. God is a person. He is not a detached, impersonal force. He is a conscious, self-aware being with a mind and a will. He has made himself known through Scripture, and most of all, he wants you to know him personally. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Trish, where are you?
Well, I'm on Compton Boulevard, and I found a young guy. He's 21 years old. His name is Marcos. And I asked him the question, you know, if you were to die tonight, Marcos, I'm sure you see a lot of death. Where would you go? I told him today's segment is on, you know, death and spiritual things. He said, well, I haven't been baptized yet, so I don't think I'd go to heaven. Mm.
Maybe a little baptismal theology, straightening outing, would be a good thing.
Here is...
Marcos.
Marcos.
All right, stay safe. Hello? Trish.
Marcos, thank you for coming on our radio program. Tell me, what do you think about heaven and hell? Do you think they exist?
I think they do.
You
personally,
do?
Yeah.
Hey, are you in a gang or anything?
I'm not in a gang, but it's very dangerous where I live at.
It is?
Yeah.
Have you got any
drive-by high-speed shootings every day, deaths every day?
Do you have any of your friends died?
Well, half of my friends of high school, I haven't seen them anymore. Some of them died, you know what I mean? Some moved away for the same reason. It's dangerous right here.
Wow. So you think about death quite a lot?
Well, yeah. Well, just like a week ago, I was just standing in an alley watching over there by the streets, and it was a drive-by. It was a pregnant lady sitting on the bus stop, and she died. There was another guy right there that got shot, too.
Wow.
So I see death every day.
Boy, that's scary. It must be scary, especially for people who are trapped in their houses in the sense that they're financially trapped. They can't sell their home. They can't move to another city because they can't afford to. And it must be kind of horrible. How's your family? Do you have a mom and dad still alive?
Well, I have my mom. She's still alive. My dad's in prison. I have three sisters. And hopefully, you know what I mean? Thank God that they're okay, you know?
So what did your dad go to prison for?
Not my dad. He's still in prison.
Why did he go to prison?
For drugs.
For drugs.
Yeah.
Boy, it sounds like you've had a pretty scarred childhood. So you're 21 years old?
21.
Okay, so how do you think you'll do on Judgment Day? Do you think you'll make it to heaven?
Well, to be honest, I don't think I will.
You don't think you will? Well, where are you going to go?
Well, I'm not even baptized.
What do you mean by that?
I don't have a religion, you know what I mean?
So how does getting baptized help you? Can you tell me?
Because, I mean, it's a part of, you know what I mean, a part of being, how should I explain? You go through a process in life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You got to do your community, everything.
So you Roman Catholic by background?
I don't go Catholic or Christian. I don't have a religion. My family Catholic.
So it sounds like you know the difference between Catholic and Christian. You made a division there between Catholic and Christian. So do you have Christian friends?
I have a lot of friends that are Christians. I have a lot of friends that are Catholic too.
So what do your Christian friends tell you about Christianity?
They tell me to pick a religion, but I'm not convinced, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause
I know what you mean.
I have a hard time. I had a hard life, so I haven't never picked attention to all of that religious stuff.
Yeah. Well, the key to answering these questions is to just look at yourself in the light of the Ten Commandments. Are you familiar with the Ten Commandments?
Not really.
Can you name any of them?
No. Thou shalt not steal?
That's it. Come on, there's some others. You can do it.
I don't know.
Just listen to your conscience. Your conscience will tell you what's right from wrong. What about you shall not kill?
Should I kill? Should not wrong?
Steal, kill, lie, commit adultery, honor your father and mother, put God first. They're some of the commandments.
Yeah.
So let's go through some of them and see if we can convince you of your need to become a Christian today, okay?
Okay.
Because there's nothing as convincing as the Ten Commandments to show you that you need God's forgiveness. So that's what we'll do.
Okay.
You've already broken the first one by your admission, which says, you shall have no other gods before me. That means God should be first in your life. You should love him all with your heart, mind, soul, and strength. So you haven't kept that commandment. What about lying and stealing? Have you ever lied or stolen?
Yes. I'm not going to lie, I have.
So you're a lying thief.
I stole before.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever killed anyone?
I never killed nobody.
Have you ever hated someone?
Hated somebody?
Yeah.
No, yes, I'm not going to lie. Yes, I have saved somebody.
Okay, the Bible says if you hate your brother, you're a murderer. That's how God. That's how high God's standards are. He sees your thought life. Jesus said, whoever looks upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already with her in his heart. Have you ever looked at a woman with lust?
With lust?
L-U-S-T. Lust. Unlawful
no.
sexual desire. You've wanted to go to bed with a woman. You take your clothes off with your eyes. It's called lust. Have you ever done that?
Yep.
Okay, have you ever had sex out of marriage, Marcos?
Yep.
Okay, that's called fornication. So, listen to this. On Judgment Day, this is how God will see you. As a lying, thieving, murderous, adulterer at heart, a fornicator.
Uh-huh.
And the Bible says there's no way you're going to enter God's kingdom. If God gives you justice on the Day of Judgment, you'll end up in hell. And you know, there's no such thing as purgatory. There's no in-between state where you can get things right. If you die in your sins,
okay,
and God gives you justice, you would go to hell forever. Does that concern you?
It sure does.
Well, it sure concerns me that if someone came around the corner while you're talking to me and fired a few shots and one went through your heart, you've got no second chance. You'd end up in hell forever. Do you know what God did for humanity so that we could be forgiven? Have you any idea?
No.
Well, you'll be familiar with it when I tell you. God became a perfect human being 2,000 years ago. The name of that perfect human being was Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus grew up a sinless man, and then at the right time, he gave his life as a sacrifice for the sin of the world. He deliberately allowed himself to suffer to take the punishment for your sins, for my sin, for the sin of the whole world. The Bible says God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us so that we could be made righteous in the sight of God. The Bible says God displayed his love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In other words, Jesus paid your fine. You broke God's law. Jesus paid your fine in his life's blood so you could leave the courtroom. So what you must do is repent and put your faith in him who died for you and rose again on the third day. Marcos, the moment you do that, God says he'll forgive your sins. He'll grant you the gift of everlasting life. He will take your wicked heart and transform it on the inside. You'll be born again, and you'll love to do that which is right rather than love to do that which is wrong. That's how powerful the transformation is. That's what happens when you're born again. God gives you a new heart with new desires. Marcos, sorry, you were going to say something?
So basically, if I listen So if I start going to church and pick a religion, I have a chance of changing my lifestyle then, or a possibility of, instead of going to hell, go to heaven.
Yeah, well, what you do, you don't go to church to become a Christian. You know when you have an argument with someone that you love, maybe a girlfriend or your mom or something, and there's a barrier comes between you and them. There's a barrier. You've had an argument with them and you don't have fellowship with them. But if you go to that girlfriend and say, hey, I'm really sorry, please forgive me. Suddenly there's reconciliation. You've got your friendship back again. Well, there's an argument between you and God. Your sins have offended God. And if you'll just go to God and say, God, I'm really sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. Genuinely say that. And then you put your trust in Jesus Christ, like you trust an elevator. You know, when you step in an elevator, you trust yourself to it. If you trust him as your Lord and Savior, just say, God, forgive me. I trust Jesus to be my Savior. Then God will give you a new heart. And then you want to go to church. Then you want to read the Bible because God has given you a heart that hungers after the things that please him. So all you have to do is repent and trust in Jesus. Repent and trust. Todd, my friend, is going to ask you a couple of questions.
Hey,
okay.
Marcos, it's nice to hear your voice. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks.
Could I just
Thanks
leave
for
you,
having me.
Yeah, with a simple little thought, because this is so important. Spend some time now. When we hang up, you're never going to see us again. We don't want your credit card. We don't want your money. We just want you to think about a couple of things, okay? Because this is so important. We're so convinced the Bible is right about this.
Okay.
Marcos, think about your sins today. Okay? Think about your thought life, the things that you've done, how you've maybe taken God's name and used it as a curse word, haven't thanked him for everything he's done. and let them add up and start thinking about every day, not thanking God, not using his name rightly, making decisions without consulting him, dishonoring your parents, desiring things that didn't belong to you, having sexual thoughts or doing sexual deeds you know you shouldn't have done, being angry, which the Bible says is murder of the heart. And when you think about what God should do to you, it should kind of scare you. But then, just as you start to get scared, turn and look at Jesus Christ dying on the cross for you. And then turn to him, apologize for your sins, and put your trust in the Savior, not because you're afraid of hell, but because Jesus has been so kind to save you from hell. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, so think about your sins and think about a gracious, kind Savior dying for you, and then repent and put your trust in Jesus Christ and in him alone, because he will grant you everlasting life.
This is Wretched Radio.
Hermeneutics. A vital part of biblical hermeneutics is an understanding of genre. One genre we find in Scripture is poetry. Poetry relies on imaginative and figurative language to expand on a theme, examine emotions, and reflect on who God is and what he has done. God's timeless truth is written down by biographers and artists alike. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Trish, where are you?
I'm at Knott's Berry Farm.
Ah!
And I'm not on a ride. I'm out front. I had no idea that I'm right next door to Knott's Berry Farm. I live really close, and it's the first theme park ever of the country. I had no idea that Knott's Berry Farm was the very first theme park ever. And, you know, Snoopy and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Did not know that either. All right. Do you have an individual for us to chat with?
Actually, yeah, Todd, we can't call today because I got four young girls that were getting ready to walk into the theme park, and I just stopped them. Actually, one of the girls had ran right into me. She turned around, wasn't watching where she was going. She ran into me, and I said, hey, you guys, do you have a quick second, all four of you?
Trish, how you feeling?
I'm a little under the weather today. I don't know if you can hear my voice, but you know that's why I decided to come to a theme park, make me feel a little better.
Are you feeling better or not?
I know where you're going with this one.
Yeah, Trish, these are girls.
Yeah, these are four girls. Yeah, I'm up to it.
We'll go for it.
We'll kind of just play it by ear and go for it. I'm walking up to them right now.
Okay, do you have a speakerphone, Trish?
Do I have a speakerphone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, but you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to use this as a microphone. You guys got it?
Yeah.
I'm with Christina.
Yeah.
Jenny, I've got them lined up in front of me. They're all really cute. Christina, Jenny, Arcella, Arcelli, right? And Yvonne. What grade are you guys in? They're in eighth grade, so they're in junior high. Okay, I'm going to ask you guys the very first question that I asked you when you ran into me. If you were to die tonight, Christina, I'm going to start with you first, okay? If you were to die tonight, where would you go?
I think I should go to heaven because, like, I haven't done nothing that bad. I go to church. I respect my elders. Like, I think I should go to heaven.
Okay, Jenny, I'm going to go to you next. If you were to die tonight, where would you go?
If I were to die tonight, I should go to heaven because I have accomplished very good goals in my life.
Because you've accomplished pretty good goals. Okay, moving on next, Arcelli.
Eighth grade.
I think I'll go to heaven because I have been a good girl.
What about you, Yvonne?
I think I should go to heaven because I haven't done anything bad. Like, I've been doing very good deeds, like, nothing, like, majorly bad. So, yeah.
Okay, really good. Now, I'm going to give you guys $20 if you can pass the good person test live on the radio today. Who would want to do that? Okay, you all got your hands raised. Okay, ready for question number one. Okay, if you were to die tonight, I'm going to put you guys on speakerphone now, so give your answers loudly, okay? If you were to die tonight, right, where would you go? You guys answered to heaven, right, because you're pretty good people. Let me ask you one question. Have you ever told a lie?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Christina, if I steal something from you, what would you call me?
Stealer. I'll probably call you, like...
Okay, now we're on live radio, so no cussing, ladies. We're on live radio, okay? Have you ever stolen anything? You said you lied. Now, have you ever stolen anything, Jenny?
No. I haven't.
No.
How about you? Ever stolen anything or stolen?
Yes, I have. Do I say what I stole?
No. And what about you, Yvonne? Have you ever stolen anything?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. Have you ever dishonored your mother and father at any time? Do you guys know what I'm taking you through? I'm bringing you through. Have you heard of the Ten Commandments?
Yes.
You have. Okay. Have you ever dishonored your parents at any time, maybe lied to them, said maybe, you know, you're going to be home at a certain time and didn't? Christina, what about you?
Yeah, I have. Afterwards, like, if they tell me something, then, like, I do feel bad.
And I'd ask you if you had ever told a lie, what would that make you?
A liar, too.
A liar. So, guys, by your own admission here today, you said that you're liars, right?
Yeah.
And you're thieves, some of you, right? Maybe not all of you, but some of you. Let me ask you this question. Now, you guys aren't married, obviously. You're too young, right, to be married. Okay. Have you ever committed adultery? Do you guys know what adultery is? You don't know the definition, Christina? What about you? Do you know what adultery is?
No, I don't.
Never heard of it? This is what it is. Let me explain to you. It's when somebody is married and they maybe have an affair with somebody else. Or how about this? Jesus Christ said, I don't know if you've heard of this before, guys, but Jesus Christ said in the New Testament, if you even look upon a person to lust after them, that you've already committed adultery in your heart. Have you guys ever looked at a guy and been like, oh, he's really good looking or whatever, and thoughts that you shouldn't? You're all nodding your head. What do you guys think about that? You guys thought that you're pretty good people before I talked to you. If you were to die tonight, guys, and God were to face you and judge you by those Ten Commandments, you guys, these are only like 4 of the 10. We haven't gone through any of the others. Okay, I'm seeing your faces. We haven't gone through any of the others. These are just 4 of the 10. If you were to face God today on Judgment Day, where would you go? What do you think, Yvonne?
Now that you've mentioned it, like all the faces about the lying, dishonoring my parents, I'm not a good person. I don't think I'm a good person anymore. Because what I've done in the past is bad, yeah. And I know it is, and yeah. I can't do anything about it anymore. Lie to my parents, like, yeah, a lot.
What if my mom hears this? What, say that again?
What if my mom hears this?
Well, she's probably not listening to the radio show right now, but I appreciate your guys' honesty. What about you, Christina? How do you feel about this?
Well, yeah, like Yvonne said, like you mentioned it, like you show us, like, how, like, you showed us, like, how, like, we are, like, I think I would, like, go to heaven.
Okay, so if God judged you guys and he were to say heaven or hell, and you saw, tonight was your last night, if you rode on one of these roller coasters behind me, they go pretty fast, they're not perfect. The people that run these roller coasters are not perfect. They could fail. If you were to die tonight on one of the roller coasters, okay, let's just say you stay here late at night, something happens, and you were to face God, guys, I mean, it's pretty serious, isn't it? Do you think you'd go to heaven or hell based on these things?
I would go to hell because pretty bad lying.
Does it concern you?
Kind of, yeah.
What about you? Does it concern you?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Concerns you. What about you? Does it concern you?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to hear what God did for you so that you would not have to go to hell?
Yeah.
Do you guys know? Do any of you know what God did so that you would not have to go to hell for all eternity? Did you guys know what the Bible says that in hell there's weeping and gnashing of teeth? It's where the worm never dies. It's eternal torment, guys. Any guesses? What did God do so that
he got crucified?
Right. I don't know. But yeah, I see the movie about it.
I don't know.
What about
you? I heard like that, like he sent Jesus like to help us out, and like he killed, like, he sent his son, like, to die for us, but then I don't think that's, like, it. I don't, like, think that's all that he did.
Well, you're right. God did do a lot, and this is what it is. God the Father sent his only son, guys. Listen to this. If you hear nothing else today, he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die a sinner's death, though he was perfect. He died on the cross. I don't know if you guys saw that movie, The Passion.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
You did, all of you. Okay? That was a pretty sad movie, huh? You probably cried. Well, that man, Jesus Christ, was absolutely perfect, and he took sinners' sin upon them. If you guys repent of your sins and trust in Jesus Christ, you will be saved. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, that wasn't it, okay? He didn't just die, but he rose from the grave, and he lives today to save sinners from their sins. You guys are sinners. You admitted it today, huh? I know. Pretty serious, something to think about, huh? Repenting from your sins means this, that you, let's say you were cussing, let's say you were treating your parents bad, you were doing things, you know, the Bible says that no fornicators will inherit the kingdom of God. Do you know what fornication is? It means that you're having sex outside of marriage.
person that's having sex outside of marriage will not inherit the kingdom of God, and it's very serious in God's sight, okay? But there's hope, you guys. Did you know that there's hope? You guys don't have to go to hell. There is hope for you, and you can repent of your sins and trust in Christ. You're going in one direction. You turn around and say, no longer am I going to do that. I'm not going to cuss anymore. I don't want to do the things that I used to do, whether it be sleeping around, whatever it is. I want to live for Jesus Christ. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
It does. Do you have anything else you guys would like to say? What do you think about what I just said?
I'm going to stop everything. Stop lying. I regret everything now.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to be more trustworthy.
You're going to be more trustworthy? Did you understand, guys, that it doesn't matter, like, what good works you do? Let's say you guys go to church every single Sunday. That's not going to make you a Christian, just like all of us living in a garage isn't going to turn us into a car, okay? Going to church isn't going to make you a Christian. Doing good works is not going to make you a Christian. And being a good person is not. We've got to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know how, Christina, you have this jacket on? Is that a Dallas Cowboys jacket? I like that. You got a Dallas Cowboys jacket on to keep you warm. We put Jesus Christ on to keep us from sin and to save us from hell. Does that make sense? It's not your good works that's going to get you to heaven. Okay, the Bible says that it's not by good works that we're saved, lest anybody boast and say, oh, well, I was a good person, and that got me in heaven. It's only going to be Jesus Christ that's going to be glorified. Does that make sense? What do you think, Christina?
Well, now I regret everything I did. Like, I know, like, I'll still lie a little bit, but not. I'm not going to, like, say I'm not going to lie and then lie, because I know one day I'm alive and then, like.
So, Christina, let me just ask you this, just to review really quick, you guys, because I know that we don't have much longer. This is the teacher coming out in me. I want to give you guys a quick quiz. How do you escape hell? How do you not go to hell, guys, because you've all admitted that you're not good people? Say that again.
To be honest?
No, that's wrong. That's an F. Anybody else?
Confess?
Christina?
Confess? To, like, a priest or...
Absolutely not. Not confessing to a priest. That's an F as well.
Believe in God?
And repenting from your sins. Believing in God, Yvonne, and repenting from your sins. What were you going to say?
That's it. Right there. Repentance and faith. Turning from, forsaking, apologizing, and putting your trust in the Savior. Trish will keep talking to them. She's now got 4 different attitude young ladies than the ones she started with. Why? The law silences the mouth and brings the whole world guilty.
This is Wretched Radio. Please, would you please consider sending as many Bibles as you can through Bible League International to the persecuted church?
Aria was raised in a strict Muslim family. A woman invited her to a Bible study. She accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. She took her Arabic New Testament home. She hid it. Her mother was rummaging through the house, found this, gave it to her father. He called the authorities to report her as an infidel. They tortured her, did the same thing to the Christian friend. These two women have been instrumental through their suffering to lead about 50 people to Christ.
And they would love a Bible. Would you please consider sending as many as you are able to through Bible League International, $5 for a Bible to a persecuted Christian. Perhaps 6 per month? Wretched.org/Bible, Wretched.org/Bible.
So, what do you call a fish with no eyes?
I don't know. What?
A fsh. Get it? A fsh. Because there are no eyes?
Oh.
Our newest evangelistic booklet is titled, Are You a Rotten Fish? While there aren't any amazing jokes like that in it, it does provide a thorough presentation on true and false conversions. Jesus preached on the subject of true and false conversions with the parables about wheat and tares, wise and foolish virgins, good fish, and rotten fish. Are You a Rotten Fish compares and contrasts the true gospel versus false gospels, the correct gospel response of repentance and faith versus incorrect responses like asking Jesus into your heart. All you have to do is hop on your computer or your phone and visit wretched.org/fish and order your copies. That's fish with an I. So who do you know who might be a rotten fish? Order your copies at wretched.org/fish today. wretched.org/fish.
If you have been looking for a reason to sponsor your very own Tomorrow Club in Eastern Europe, perhaps this story from Max, the national director in Ukraine, will inspire you to visit tomorrowclubs.org/wretched.
Arsène, just 5 years old, escaped his home and came to the camp. His grandmother could not let him. She was cursing all Christians. His grandmother sadly passes away. So he kept coming. Not only that, he brought his parents and they repented. So this family gives the house where the grandma used to live to the church. And that's where the Tomorrow Club meets.
And that story is not a one-off. Families getting saved constantly through the Tomorrow Clubs in Eastern Europe. Would you please consider supporting your own Tomorrow Club? 30 disciples, $30 per month. TomorrowClubs.org/wretched.
Know your church fathers. Gregory of Nyssa was an opponent of Arianism at the Council of Constantinople in 381. He wrote a book called Not Three Gods, explaining that there is one God in three persons. Each member of the Trinity is fully God with all the divine attributes, yet each member of the Trinity is a distinct person. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Trish, ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Where are you?
Knott's Berry Farm. America's first theme park.
That's 10 minutes from our ministry. We're 10 minutes from Disneyland, too.
You just say it like every other theme park now by comparison. You've just offended every other theme park in this country, and I don't appreciate that superiority, Missy.
You know, it's interesting. There's a lot of interesting things around here, like Ripley's Believe It or Not, the Wax Museum, all these great places I never even knew about.
There are some cities that have started a campaign years ago that said be a tourist in your own hometown, because most people will travel to another city and see the same sights that they've got in their own hometown when they've got them sitting right there. We just do that, don't we? We don't see the stuff that's right with us because it's in our own hometown.
And that's biblical with our preachers and Bible teachers. Preacher, he must be good.
Trish, do you have somebody there to chat with?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, who?
I've got two guys. One is a USC football player. He just graduated. He was a defensive lineman. And his brother, Tofi.
Okay, now here, I've got an idea, Trish. Ray, you'd give the thumbs up or thumbs down on this because you're the elder. Trish, you had four eighth grade girls, right?
Yeah.
And you were pretty tough on them, kiddo.
Yeah, I mean, they were really touched, actually, afterwards.
Oh, no,
it was really neat.
No, it was wonderful. But you were very straightforward. And some people were thinking, that's because Trish is an adult, and they were just eighth-grade girls. Are you willing to witness to these two guys using your cell phone as a microphone? And let's just see how tough you are with the linebacker from USC.
Yeah, I'll try not to get tackled and beat up here.
All right. Rage, you want to just eavesdrop on Trish?
My thumb is up, Todd.
All right, here we go. All right, Trish, take it over.
A little closer together. Okay, so here I am. I'm with Travis and Tofi. Travis, really quick, you're defensive linebacker. You always wanted to play that position, or was there another position that you wish you would have played?
It's defensive lineman, that is. But, yeah, I've always wanted to play defensive lineman since I was a little kid.
Did you ever get hurt at all to the point where you, like, were on the sidelines or things like that?
Yeah, a couple of times in college. I recovered. Actually, this season I fractured my foot, and I was out for 8 games this whole season. Not able to come back, but I came back, played the last 4 games.
So you were on, were you on the television, is that correct?
Television.
Yeah, like
in the games?
Yeah. Wow, I bet that was exciting. You got TV coverage and stuff?
Yeah.
Or were you just on the sidelines all the time, or did you actually get playing time?
No, I actually got playing time.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And Tofi, how do you...
With the eighth grade girls, right? She just jumped right in there.
Listen, yeah, well, these are big boys.
This is her bye time. She's warming them up, see, because mm-hmm. she just doesn't want to get hurt. That's not mm-hmm. foolish.
I play the same spot.
So you play high school ball?
I play at Barstow High School.
Okay, so let me ask you a couple quick questions, okay? Let's say, Travis, you're playing ball, something horribly happens, you get knocked out, you never recover. It's your last night on earth. I mean, I'm sure that's probably happened with some players before they actually die on the field. That's happened before, right? If it were your last night, let's say you played a game tonight. You had a game tonight. It was your last night on earth. Okay, where would you go if you were to die tonight?
I'm hoping that I'll go to heaven. If I die, I'm not sure because I'm not really like on track, you know, with my spiritual life, but I'm hoping that I'll go to heaven.
Let me ask you next, Tofi. What about you?
Mostly like the same thing. I hope I go to heaven. You know, I can't tell what, you know, where I'm going to go. It's all God's choice, you know.
Let me tell you guys something a little bit that made it easier for me. Do you guys mind? Can I take you through a test, a quick test? I'll give you $20, okay, if you can pass the good person test. This is what made it a little bit more clear to me when somebody asked me that question. If you were to die tonight, where would you go, okay? You ready? Here we go. Let's see if you answer this first one. Have you ever told a lie?
Yes.
What would that make you, Travis?
A liar.
What about you?
Sinner.
Okay, let me ask you this. Have you ever stolen anything? Like, value is irrelevant.
Yes. A thief.
Okay. How about this one? You guys, you got parents? Mm-hmm. Mom and dad, whatever. Yeah. Have you ever dishonored them at any time?
A lot of times, you know. I do it all the time.
You still live at home?
Yeah.
What about you, Travis?
Same question? Yeah. A lot of times, too.
This is, if you haven't noticed, I'm bringing you through the Ten Commandments. You've heard of the Ten Commandments before. Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal. How about this one, guys? Have you ever committed adultery? Do you know what adultery is?
Adultery?
Yeah, it's basically, you're not married, are you? Neither one of you are married?
No.
Okay. Well, Jesus defines that commandment a little bit clearer. He says, if you even look upon a person to lust after them, you've already committed adultery in your hearts. See, God isn't concerned with what man's concerned at. Maybe, Travis, he's concerned with how you look. You've got your Lakers jersey on, okay, things like that. Maybe you look real cool. God's not concerned about that. He's concerned with the heart. Have you ever, what comes out of the heart, have you ever looked upon somebody to lust after them?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so basically by these things, by your own admission, you guys, you've admitted to me today, by your own admission, you guys are lying, thieving, adulterers at heart. If God were to judge you by the Ten Commandments today, if today was your last day on earth, and you were to face him according to those things, what would he say to you? Where would you go? Heaven or hell?
Hell. Hell. Hell.
Run, Trish.
Does that concern you guys, like based on God's holy commandments, because he's holy and just and pure and right? Does it concern you that if tonight were your last, that's it? I mean, have you thought about that? Because you were even saying, Travis, that you're not sure. You know, what do you think?
It concerns me, but at times I pray and hoping that God forgives me. And the Bible said that if you ask God to forgive, he'll forgive you. So.
What about you, Tofi?
Man, it's our choice too. Like, God put on this planet for a reason, you know, to serve him. So if we're not following his rules or his commandments, and
do you think that excuse would work in a court of law? If somebody hurt your mother really bad or killed your mom or something, and you're in a courtroom, and they just say, well, you know, I kind of just ask the judge for forgiveness every night, what do you think the judge is going to do? He's going to say, no, well, you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay your time. You're going to go to jail. Basically, you're going to spend the rest of your life for this murder. Same with you. Saying you're sorry, that's called a worldly sorrow. You need to have a godly sorrow. Does that make sense? In other words, this is what I want to say to you. Do you guys know what God did so that you wouldn't have to go to hell? Like, do you guys really want to go to hell if you were to die tonight? No, you know what God did so you wouldn't have to? And this is really serious, guys. He sent his son. God the Father sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross, die a sinner's death, right? He paid the punishment. He was perfect. He was absolutely sinless. There's only one person that was. It was Jesus Christ. And he died for sinners. But that's not just it. He rose again. Okay, 3 days later, right? If you put on the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of your sins, trust in Jesus Christ, you will be saved, guys. There's nothing more important than your eternal salvation. And Travis, it concerns me, especially for both of you, because you both didn't know. And I don't know if you guys, you know, maybe claim to be Christians. I don't know if you have a Christian background, do you?
Yeah, we grew up Christian.
Yeah, we've been going to church since we were little. Our parents.
Well, guys, that concerns me because you should know. Well, maybe you're just not walking with God, okay? But it concerns me. Because if you were to die tonight, if you're truly saved, if you're truly born again, the Bible says you must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of God. That doesn't mean you go back into your mom's womb and then you're out born again. No, it means you are spiritually changed. It's a rebirth. You guys need to be born again. And if you haven't done that, meet with God today. Don't let another day go by. You guys could get on that huge roller coaster there that I don't know if I'd ever go on, and it could be your last. you guys are putting a lot of trust in men that are running these roller coasters. Put your trust in Jesus Christ to save you from your sin. If you guys have sin in your life, whether it be, I don't know what it is, Travis, that would be keeping you from the kingdom of God if there's other things that you love more than Jesus Christ. But if there are, throw them off. The Bible says cast aside basically those weights and things that would cause you not to run the race. You must put on the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be saved. Repent of your sins, trust in him. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand. That's true.
Everybody should do it, you know. Leave all your worldly thing behind.
Well, think about it, you guys, okay? Because I may never, ever see you again. And I want to see you in heaven. There's nothing more important, like I said, guys, than your eternal salvation, okay? That means a lot to me and much more to the Lord. So get right with him. Don't let today pass by. Okay, any questions? Any last questions? Anything you want to ask me before we go off the air?
No. Yeah, it's a wake-up call. Like, I never really think about it until you asked me. And it's true. Like, I believe in what you said about all that stuff. You can't just...
Now, there was a pretty girl that just walked up in the middle when you guys were on the air. She was really, really pretty. Is that a sister or a girlfriend?
My girlfriend.
That's your girlfriend. Well, I want to challenge you. I may never see you again, okay, Travis? But if you're not in a right relationship with her, is she a born-again Christian? Is she a Christian? Does she love the Lord?
She's a Christian.
I don't know if anything. You guys married?
No.
Well, if you're in a relationship with her that's not right, in other words, fornication, having sex before marriage, things that you know that's not pleasing to God, you need to get rid of it. You need to cut it out of your life. Do what you need to do to walk with Jesus Christ. Surround yourself with people that love the Lord and press you on towards them, because there's nothing more important, guys.
Yeah, like my brother said, it's a wake-up call.
And if that was a wake-up call for you, too, same things apply to you. You're a sinner. Jesus is a great Savior. He rose from the dead, and now he commands you this day to repent and trust him. It is our hope that you will do that today. And until tomorrow, go serve your King.